You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Efforts for raising Louisiana's minimum wage got a boost yesterday as a Senate committee advanced a bill to raise the state's minimum wage to $15 an hour. Raising the wage limit has been on Governor John Bel Edwards' priority list, as he mentioned as much during his monthly radio program, Ask the Governor, yesterday.
I'd like to make progress with raising the minimum wage. It's been 7 1/4 an hour since 2009. We're one of a handful of states now without our own minimum wage. And the overwhelming majority of the people of Louisiana believe that we should address the gender gap and increase the minimum wage.
Previous efforts to raise the state minimum have failed, and New Orleans Senator Troy Carter's Senate Bill 49 is likely to face strong resistance in a Republican-majority legislature this time as well. But Carter explained to the committee that lawmakers need to focus on the rising costs of living when considering what a living wage really means.
We talk about the price of eggs, the price of milk, the price of rice, the price of child care, the price of housing. We know all those numbers have exponentially increased, yet the minimum wage continues to be at a dismal $7.25 an hour.
Arguments against raising the state wage limit were presented yesterday. Jim Patterson of the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry cited studies that raising minimum wages actually reduces employment and forces businesses to turn to technology.
The fact of the matter is, when you make the cost of labor such that the economies of scale make it more attractive to move to robotics as a way to do things that people are doing right now, that is going to necessarily happen.
The Senate Labor Committee approved SB 49 by a 3-2 vote. It now heads to the Senate for debate. This is Red River Radio.